Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Your roster getting very close to the beginning of this season now. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, preseason has been very hard, which is what we've asked for and what we want, and we're getting plenty of running in. But yeah, obviously, the closer the season comes, the more exciting it gets. So I'm really looking forward for it to start now.
Is there a bit of a different atmosphere around the beginning of the season? Obviously, a lot of long-term departures in the club. Orla Conlon's out for the year. Ella Malloy's moved Shamrock Rovers, and obviously Kylie Murphy retired at the end of last season. How does that feel for you going back to camp now?
Yeah, we've lost a good few important players, as well as the girls you've just mentioned. We've lost Aoife Kelly, Maeve Russell, Della Lougherty as well. They're all hugely important players on the pitch, but more importantly off the pitch. Their personalities brought a lot to the dressing room, and I suppose that's something we're going to miss. But we've made some great additions to the team, and I suppose you can't let these things affect the dressing room too much. But yeah, it's been really positive. The vibe's been good, and yeah, as I said before, it's quite exciting, and we're looking forward to the start of the season now.
And how is, obviously, you know, being a veteran player of the team yourself, like, how is it, I suppose, welcoming in these new players into a setup that they're maybe not too familiar with? Does it feel like it's continuing on the progress from last season, even under new coaching management, or does it feel like you're kind of starting from scratch?
I suppose, as you said, there is a massive change in the dressing room. We've lost a lot of players, but I think there's still a great core group of people that have been there for years, and I don't think we've ever had a problem welcoming people in. I think it's a good atmosphere, and the girls are great, and I think it's very welcoming. Mm-hmm. We welcome people with open arms. So yeah, I think it's absolutely fine, yeah.
Obviously, your experience provides a massive presence in the dressing room for a lot of these players, but do you feel like there's even more of an onus on you now to take responsibility for a lot of that sort of, I suppose, encouraging the team and helping them improve because of, obviously, the departure of those players?
Not necessarily, no. I don't think so. I think Kylie, obviously, was an amazing captain, and she's a huge loss, and her presence in the dressing room alone is going to be a huge loss. But I think there's loads of senior players there. There's loads of girls like Lauren Dwyer, Becky Casson, Lauren Kelly, Maria O'Sullivan. That's just a few to name. I think even some of the younger girls have really matured and have stepped up and become great leaders over the years as well for themselves. So
I want to ask, obviously, new coaching staff, Dave Connellan, as Jess Lawton is also out here as well, you know, how does that, I suppose, for you feel, you know, you had success last season with the All-Ireland Cup, probably hoping to kind of move on from that and see even more success this year. Does new coaching management, does that bring a different style of play for this season? Does it take a lot of new things to learn, or is it kind of almost very similar, just with different personnel?
No, I think, as I said, every manager has a different style of coaching and different ways of playing and different ways of doing things overall. So yeah, of course it will be different, but I think we've adapted very well, and they've settled in really well, and they've made us feel comfortable. And I think, as I said earlier on, it's a really good atmosphere, and everyone's really looking forward to getting into games now, and hopefully having a good start to the season.
We mentioned previously, obviously, that All-Ireland Cup success last year. You know, for you, where does that rank, I suppose, in terms of the more short-term memories to have experienced alongside some of those players just before they finished up?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Like, obviously, very sad knowing that it may have been the last silverware you were going to win with some people, which is obviously heartbreaking, considering those girls have been with Wexford for as long as I can remember, and to think that you're not going to win anything with them again, obviously it's very heartbreaking. But yeah, it's great to, I suppose, we haven't won anything since, I think, 2021, so it was really nice to finish on a high for those girls, and come into the start of the season on a high as well, with obviously knowing that we have silverware in our pocket from last year, I think is a good boost as well.
How much, I suppose, how important is it, rather, that you look at the three trophies that are on offer this season and one of those has to come back to Wexford?
Yeah, obviously we'd love to get our hands on a trophy, but as I said, we are in a rebuilding era, so yeah, I suppose that's going to be our aim. It's going to be everyone's aim to come home with silverware at the end of the season, but I suppose we just have to focus on game by game. I think that's the most important thing, getting 3 points in a game, then cup games, obviously winning those games. So I think we're just going to take it day by day, game by game, and yeah, hope for the 3 points at the end of it.
Obviously, Waterford, first game of the season. You've obviously been down to the RSC already from last year. They will have had a good amount of experience since those last few games. You know, you got the victories, but by no means were they easy when you did that. Like, how do you feel with this being the season opener?
Yeah, absolutely not. It's not going to be an easy game at all. I think Watford are an excellent team, considering they're only in the league a year. I thought that playing against them last season was really tough games. Like, there's no game in the league now that's considered an easy game. I think the standard is excellent, and playing Watford away, the atmosphere that the RSC brings, they get great crowd, a great home support, which is brilliant to see for the women's game as well. So yeah, it's going to be a really tough game. I think they're really going to put it up to us, and yeah, it's not going to be easy.
Absolutely. Kira Oster, thank you so much, and best luck with the season ahead.
Thanks very much.